This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade from Thursday, July wheat ended the week at 585 and three quarter, down 1 3/4. September wheat ended at 590 and a half, up 2. And December wheat ended at 599 and a quarter, up 2 1/2. July corn on Thursday ended the week at 419 and three quarter, up 6. September corn ended at 428 and a half, up 6. December corn ended at 437 and a quarter, up 5 1/2. July soybeans on Thursday ended the week at 1045 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. August beans ended at 1038 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. And September beans ended at 1031 and a half, down 1 1/4. July soybean meal on Thursday ended the week at 357.40, down 2.40. August meal ended at 350.10, down 2.10. And September meal ended at 346.10, down 2.60. July soybean oil ended the week at 33.36, up 35. August oil, 33.48, up 35. September oil ended the week at 33.56, up 36. July oats ended the week on Thursday at 2.50, that was up a nickel. And September oats ended the week at 2.60, up 3 3/4. We go to the Department of Agriculture for a recap of the cash grain markets.
This is Thursday's reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Thursday afternoon. Corn prices strengthened on the growing concern over the corn crop not reaching its potential. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 cents higher at 377 to 401. Soybean bids were mostly 1 to 4 cents lower at 1019 to 1038. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents higher at 392 to 414. Soybean bids were mostly 3 cents lower at 1021 to 1045. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 to 7 cents higher at 393 to 417. Soybean bids were mostly steady to a penny higher at 1026 to 1051. Wheat bids were mostly 2 cents higher at 502 to 541. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents lower at 1050 to 1068. Basis was steady at 12 to 30 over the August. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 367.40 to 382.40, down 240 per ton, with basis unchanged at 10 to 25 over the July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 cents higher at 414 to 431, with basis steady at 15 under to 2 over the September. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents higher at 407 to 412, with basis at 22 under to 17 under the September. Soybeans ended down 3 to 5 cents at 1047 to 1054, with basis at 9 to 16 over the August. Wheat prices were steady to 2 higher at 551 to 557, with basis 40 under to 34 under the September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 430 to 431. These elevators dropped their soybean prices 1 to 3 cents, with quotations at 1075 to 1079. Soft wheat closed mixed at 545 to 546, while Milo ended the day up 2 to 5 cents at 486 to 487. New crop contract bids for corn in the northern part of the state at 385 to 408. New soybeans in the northern part of the state at 957 to 997. New crop corn in the central part of the state at 402 to 410. New crop soybeans at 990 to 1005. In the southern part of the state, new corn at 395 to 412 and new soybeans at 969 to $10. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Thursday, July hogs ended the week at 78.77, up $1.67. August hogs ended the week at 76.37, up $1.52. October hogs ended the week at 66.27, up 95. August cattle on Thursday ended the week at 151.22, up 15. October cattle ended the week at 154.12, up 42. And December cattle end of the week at 154.72, down 2. August feeder cattle on Thursday end of the week at 217.45, down $1.05. September feeders end of the week at 216.10, down 95 cents. And October feeders end of the week at 214.75, down 80 cents. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 2nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 54 cents higher in the range of $65 to $77, with the weighted average carcass price of $73.75. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 to 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 36 to 39. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $48 to $52. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 6,884 a head. And now for the recap from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 1,028 a head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 155. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 139 to 142. And choice slaughter heifers were 140 to 145. They had feeder steers, four weights, bringing 277.50 to 302.50. Five weights were 231 to 262. Six weights were 231 to 250. They also had some Holstein steers. Two weights were bringing $245 up to $255. Four weights were 226 to 233. Heifers, medium and large ones, four weights, 256 to 280. Five weights were 215 to 230. And six weights were 205 to 220. Now moving over to the Walnut Livestock Auction. Opening report, choice slaughter steers were 148.25 to 153.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 146.50 to 151.75. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 150 to 150.50 and on a dress basis at 240 to 242. Heifers on a live basis traded at 150 to 153.50 and on a dress basis 240 to 242. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 316 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $80.99, and that was off 48 cents. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $250.12, and that was $2.17 lower, with select carcasses at $248.05, that was $1.21 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000, that compared to 112,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000, that compared to 418,000 last week and 399,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Monday, July 6th. This is John Michael Marty. Deadlines for state fair exhibits and entries in various judgings is coming up soon. Rabbits and poultry judging deadline is July 10th. General entries, except floriculture, blue ribbon, dairy products, and bee culture, is July 15th. Floriculture, except for roses, August 1st is the deadline. The rose deadline is August 12th at 9 a.m. Dairy products, the deadline is August 12th at 12 noon. And for bee culture, professional, August 13th, that's the day the fair starts, and the bee culture open until the judging begins. The fair will be held August 13th through the 23rd. State climatologist says Illinois set a record for June rainfall. So if you thought you've never seen a wetter month, you're pretty darn close to being right. In fact, it was the second wettest June on record since second wettest month on record any month in Illinois since 1926, when September had just 9.62 inches of rain. The monthly total of 17.2 inches was reported up in Iroquois County. Kankakee County, Chavancey, reported a monthly total of 16.17. Plans are underway to expand this year's Farm Progress Show in Decatur before it takes place in September. And three new streets will be added to provide enough space for about 100 more exhibitors. The construction bids for the $1 million project haven't been considered. Weather is a potential hindrance, but they remain optimistic the expansion will be completed before showtime. The three-day event's been held in Decatur every other year since 2005. This year it'll run September 1st to the 3rd at the Progress City USA Outdoor Convention Center. They expect 200,000 people to attend this year's Farm Progress Show. Illinois Department of Agriculture says students from the U of I College of Veterinary Medicine will help care for animals at the state fair. A release from the department on Wednesday called the fair a good chance for students to work with large animals. Ag Director Philip Nelson says the number of people practicing large animal medicine is in decline. State veterinarian Mark Ernst is a graduate of the U of I and says he's excited to work with students from his alma mater. Veterinarians from the department and the university will work with the students at the fair. More than 2,100 animals were exhibited at the 2014 fair. This year's edition in Springfield runs again from August 13th through the 23rd. We'll be back with part two of the Farm Show right after this. Back with part two of our Farm Show, Morgan Wendling of Aldemont's been named the Illinois Summer Intern for Midwest Dairy Association, where she's serving on the industry relations team from a Springfield location. Wendling is assisting in various Dairy Month promotions, as well as helping out in the dairy building at the Illinois State Fair. She also did assigned duties at the National Holstein and Jersey Conventions and the Illinois State FFA Convention. Her period of internship continues through the 10 days of the Illinois State Fair. Corn checkoff directors will be elected on July 7th. The candidates for District 11, which includes Christian, Montgomery, Shelby, Fayette, and Effingham, is Don Murphy of Morrisonville. In District 14, Madison, Bond, St. Clair, Clinton, Monroe, and Washington, Karen Neff of Belleville is the candidate. All eligible corn farmers and checkoff contributors are encouraged to vote. Anyone who grows or sells corn is eligible to vote in this election. Ballots may be cast at the respective county cooperative extension offices during regular operating hours. The checkoff dollars come from assessments levied at the first point of sale. State law sets assessment for corn at 5/8 of 1 cent per bushel. That's our Farm Show for this Monday, part two. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, and we'll do it again. This is John Michael Marty.